Good afternoon, friends. It's really good that you've tuned in. We really appreciate you giving a few moments of your time. It's a beautiful day here, right in the middle of January. The sun's shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. There's about five or six vapor trails from the airplanes, and the sky is a lovely, lovely blue color. There's not a breeze either. It's just like almost like a summer's day, certainly like a spring day. Doesn't feel like January at all. Likely get a bit colder later on, but I'm sounding like a weatherman. You'll notice the big bag of dog food beside me here as well, with the lovely golden retriever on it. Tozer, not the preacher, but Tozer, our dog, absolutely loves his food. I know a lot of dogs like food, but Tozer is just obsessed with food. He would eat anything, and he just wouldn't know when to stop. If you didn't measure it out and you gave him all the food that he wanted, I honestly think the poor dog would burst. Just can't control his wee appetite, and that really loves his food. Would do anything for it. You think they're faithful to you, but if somebody had a biscuit, he would be away, because he just loves, absolutely loves his food. And this is the food that he eats here. It's called Feedwell Supreme. It's quite reasonably priced, have to say, and the nutritional information on the side just seems to me to be pretty much the same as some of the really expensive brands. And he's thriving on it. He gets it three times a day, a wee scoop in the morning, and again at lunchtime, and then maybe again in the evening. Sometimes a wee bit of chicken or a wee bit of beef as well, if we've some of that left over. But he's doing well. He's keeping the weight off, and he's well defined. He's got a nice glossy coat and nice clear eyes, and seems to be doing pretty well. And his breath doesn't smell too bad either. So there you have it. Feedwell Supreme. I think it's made down near Castle Wellin there in the County Down. So I'm not sure if anybody from the factory there, Feedwell, will see this wee devotional video. It's giving you as a plug, isn't it? And if you want to send up a free bag or two of dog food, Tozer wouldn't mind that at all. But the name Feedwell, I think it's a good brand name for dog food. Feedwell. And of course, we all enjoy our food, don't we? We like to feed well. And I myself enjoy my food, enjoy a good steak and chips, a few tobacco onions there too. I've got a sweet tooth. I like all the wrong stuff, but it's important to feed well physically. It's important to have a good balanced diet, to have your five a day, your fruit, your veg. Important to get your protein, your carbs, and your amino acids and your fats in, and all the things that we need for a good diet, because it helps us physically and also mentally, and maybe even emotionally as well. Who knows? A good diet is very, very important. And they say that breakfast is the best meal and the most important meal of the day. So there you have it. But it's very important as well to feed well spiritually. And the child of God takes this into account, how important it is to feed well spiritually, to make sure we get all of our spiritual nutrients into our hearts, into our souls, and into our minds as well. And of course, the Christian's food that he ought to feed upon is the Word of God, the Bible. Some of the great prophets, like Jeremiah and Ezekiel, described the Word of God like being like food, and they actually, figuratively speaking, of course, talked about eating the Word of God, and they meant they were feeding upon the Word of the Lord. And the Bible describes itself in many ways that are likened unto food. It's described as being like seed. It's described as being like bread. It's described as being like milk. It's described as being like meat. It's described as being like honey. It's described as being like water and other things beside. And those things in and of themselves, milk, meat, honey, water, bread, staple diets for people living in Bible times, and all full of good nutrition as well, to build you up and to strengthen you in life's endeavors. And so it's important to feed well. And I wonder today, can I ask you as a Christian, are you feeding well? Do you feed well upon the Word of the Lord? It's often been said, we are what we eat. And what we feed upon determines what we are, not only physically, but also emotionally and mentally. And there's so many things nowadays that people are filling their hearts and their minds with by way of social media, the internet, television, books and magazines. And people can feed upon the wrong things. And yet there's no greater food than the Word of God itself. It will nourish you intellectually. It will stimulate you mentally. It will bless you emotionally. And most of all, most importantly, it will strengthen you spiritually. And it will enable you to stand in all of life's battles. It's important to feed upon the Word of God every day. Not to go at it in fits and starts, but to have a balanced and a consistent diet as far as the Word of God is concerned. Good to start in the morning with the Word of God. Good to meditate upon it and be like the cow, the clean animal that chews the cud. Meditating upon the Word throughout the day, and then even at night before we go to sleep, to spend a little bit of time in the Word of God. You can't go wrong feeding well upon the Bible. And of course it draws out our hearts to consider our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the center and the circumference of Scripture, and the Lord encourages us even to feed, as it were, upon Him and to fellowship with Him. So may God bless these simple thoughts to your hearts today. May God encourage you and lead you and guide you in these days. And hopefully we will see you again very soon. So thank you so much for joining us today. See you next time.